Have you recently had a woman come in with a skunk?
Are you missing a skunk?
It's not really about the skunk. I'm trying to hunt down the woman.
CBS Tonight.
Not hunt down. Fine.
My friend here met this woman in a cemetery when he was celebrating his wife's birthday.
The unicorn is back.
I mean, she's dead, obviously. I mean, he wouldn't be hitting on women if she were alive.
Horace, go sit by the fish tank.
Yep.
I got your back. The Unicorn season premiere tonight, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
And talking to baseball people and talking about the way that the guy plays the game and the intelligence behind it as opposed to just raw data.
Interesting stuff. And anything going on now with your various charitable interests that you want to let people know?
Yeah, we're actually pretty excited about the Through My Eyes prints are going to be discounted for the holiday season. We have some surplus of those, and we want to make them available for a lower price and get people to gift them for the holidays. And all the money goes to the Happ Family Foundation, and we're going to be giving that away to mental health. And so we're really excited about that. We'll have more news. Internor is going to be on the project, so we're really excited about that for this holiday season.
I was just going to mention, you can get an Intern Nora t-shirt, maybe, perhaps. That would seem to be the new hot item.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be my Christmas gift for everybody. It's going to be a compound hat and an Intern Nora t-shirt.
Ian, thanks. Good health.
Have a good one.
That's Ian Happ. The top of the hour brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. Bears Talk with Kevin Fishbane next on The Score.
Coming up at noon, don't miss a true Score tradition. Show transition. When Dan Bernstein hands off to Lawrence Holmes.
Can you push somebody backward? Yeah, can you block?
Yeah, I could probably get to somebody.
Because we need some help here. Whatever they're trying to do, they can't do any of it. And this is an offensive line, at least in crisis.
Show transition. Raw interaction between shows at 9, noon, 2, and 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. A radio.com sports station.
This weekend, visit JCPenney for TGI Black Friday. Get the same Black Friday prices just earlier on thousands of new deals before they're gone. Score the absolute best savings with this week's extra 30% off coupon. Use it to get select men's St. John's Bay sweaters for 60% off. Or shop now to reserve your fine jewelry to get Black Friday prices up to 80% off before the rush. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offers valid 11/13 to 11/15. Conditions and exclusions apply. Pick up reserve fine jewelry on or after 11/20. See store or jcp.com for details.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting all the action on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook this football season. Look, there's a reason why FanDuel Paradise is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlays, and exclusive always-on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And if you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just bet on any game, and FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook will refund you up to $1,000 back if you don't win your first bet. Seriously, there are no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Looking at Thursday Night Football, Colts-Titans, the Titans are getting 1 point. It's pretty much a pick 'em. So if you feel strong about the Colts or the Titans, go ahead and bet them. And if you don't win, you will get up to $1,000 back in site credit. And if you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? The mobile sports betting registration period is still here. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started. And be sure to sign up with promo code J, that's J-A-Y, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, promo code J. Must be 21 plus and present in Illinois or Indiana. First online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Lyrics inspired by State Farm's surprisingly great rates.
But my rates like that. They're great like that. Drive safe like that. I save like that. Straight up facts. Great rates.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In 1 minute, Kevin Fishbane talks Bears on the
CBS Monday. It's the season premiere of All Rise. LA's newest Superior Court judge is changing the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
The season premiere of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by the season premiere of Bull. CBS Monday at 9, 8 Central.
CBS Monday. Cedric the Entertainer and Max Greenfield star in The Neighborhood.
Did Malcolm say what he did to get arrested?
It was being black in America.
I'm filing a complaint. Where's the suggestion box?
I'm gonna organize a protest.
You're supposed to use your head, Malcolm.
Come on, man.
You gotta fight smart.
I can feel the way.
Where's Malcolm?
I thought he's with you.
I'm going back out there.
I'm going with you.
No, I don't need anybody else I love out there. Come on, Dave.
The Neighborhood. Season premiere. This Monday, 8, 7 Central on CBS.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com.
Kevin Fishbane, Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
Hey, man, how are you instilling trust in your guys on offense that this can get better? Where are you able to kind of show them that?
There's going to be some times when things are what we like to call gray or a little bit dirty. And when things are gray or dirty, then let's face it, that's when sometimes you make some plays or you don't make a bad play worse, et cetera. So I think those are the teaching moments. If there's a bad play call, right? Is it a great play that's made to get the bad play call become a good play call that no one knows about? Or is it a bad play call and all of a sudden it becomes a worse play call? So those are the things that we talk about and understand it.
A man who reports responsibly.
This is my first radio hit wearing a mask.
What are we rocking?
I think it's actually from The Gap because I might as well try to be stylish while I got to wear one, right?
Kevin Fishbane.
What's the same if you have nine tight ends? Do you even have one?
Talking Bears with Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score. The Score.
Kevin Fishbane's on Twitter at KFishbane. The Bears beat writer for The Athletic is on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. And he's brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, Chicago's hometown sportsbook. You can see him on Twitch. There he is, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. If you want to join us visually, feel free to do so. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm good. Before we get started, I just want to real quickly read a very brief statement the Chicago White Sox just put out. This via Lamond Pope of the Tribune, who says the statement reads as follows. As Tony La Russa's attorney said in his statement, Tony deserves all the assumptions and protections granted to everyone in a court of law, especially while this is a pending matter. Once his case reaches resolution in the courts, we will have more to say. The White Sox understand the seriousness of these charges. And that apparently, that is it. That is the entire White Sox statement. And I just want to make sure we got that out there. So this brings us to this Bears game, and it is shaping up to be, perhaps, in some ways, at least at this point, a defining game for Matt Nagy. They've got to win this, do they not?
Yeah, I think they do, Dan. I mean, look, Matt has been undefeated against the Vikings so far as Bears head coach, and you look at this defense has done really well against Dalvin Cook. They've done really well against Kirk Cousins. We all know how bad Kirk Cousins has been on Monday Night Football. You're at home. I know it's not the same home field advantage, but it still stands for something. And you can't go into your bye losing four in a row. You can't go from 5-1 to 5-5. You can't, you know, this is this divisional stretch that's kind of getting underway here. You can't start it off with a loss when your game out of the bye is at Green Bay. I mean, it is... it's must win. I mean, it is gut check time for these guys.
What do we have to find out today about availabilities and who's going to be where now that Eric Kush has been added as a veteran interior offensive lineman? And we don't know if Mustafa is going to be available, if Whitehair is going to be available. I guess Spriggs has been reinstated, but there's still so many question marks on that line.
Yeah, there are, Dan. Matt Nagy talked to us around 2:45 today, and that's when we'll get around then the injury report. And Sam Mustipher and Cody Whitehair are kind of the first names we'll be scanning for to see if they were able to return. You mentioned Jason Spriggs being back, which, you know, I would imagine he's your starter at right tackle, with Bobby Massey on IR. But, yeah, if you can get – the big question, Dan, is if Cody Whitehair and Sam Mustipher are both healthy, was Sam Mustipher good enough at center – that you'd move Cody Whitehair back to where, you know, he's played a little bit at guard, as kind of putting your best five out there. So that's something they're going to have to consider. Does the way Alex Barr's played at center, how does that factor in what they do with him moving forward? So this offensive line, you know, I wish I knew right now when I'm talking to you in terms of who's kind of going to be the first five out there this afternoon. But, you know, the hope is getting that extra day is going to allow some of these guys. I will say, though, as of now, Cody Whitehair is still on the COVID-19 reserve list. So that you know, he has the calf injury as well, but that also is going to add some time to him being out.
If David Montgomery can't go, what's the plan?
If Lamar Miller still isn't ready, you're starting to ask yourself almost what's the point. All due respect to Lamar Miller, but he's been on the practice squad for over a month. And the practice squad's big enough, Dan, where it's not like he's taking up a spot, but you would think that, especially with how bad the Bears have been running the football, you have David Montgomery's concussion, you would think that if they really didn't think Lamar Miller could contribute, somebody else would be taking up that spot. So I'd keep an eye on him again this week, week five in a row, I think, now that we're talking about Lamar Miller. But I imagine that if Montgomery can't go and Lamar Miller's not ready, it would be Ryan Nall. The Bears really like Ryan Nall. In terms of like what he can do for you as a runner, I'm not sure. I think I don't know what anybody could do for this with this offensive line and with this way that they have designed this run game over the past 6 weeks can do as a runner. But it certainly seems like Nall would kind of get the first crack. And Dan, we still don't really know what they think of Artavis Pierce. I mean, they've given him no opportunities, so I guess that would be a sign of what they think of him. So just based on the way they've handled the step chart, what we've seen in training camp before, remember Montgomery went down in camp and it was Ryan Nall getting most of the reps when Montgomery went down, I would imagine it would be him. I would say don't get your hopes up, but unfortunately for Dave Montgomery, who I think has been having himself individually a better season than the stats show, you couldn't really expect much from him either.
I keep getting back mentally to something Matt Nagy said, and I'm curious why he said it and whether or not it's true. When asked about relinquishing the play calling duties, and he sort of talked around it as he does, and everything is on the table, we talk about everything, he said something to the effect of, even if we did that, you probably wouldn't know. Why did he say that, and is that true?
Why he said that, I don't know. He actually said the same thing last year when the play calling question came up. He made the same comment, if we make a change, you guys would not know about it. When he says that, I assume he means you guys would not know about it until Monday night, because obviously during the game, we'd be able to tell who's calling in the plays to Nick Foles. We would be able to see if Matt Nagy has his BU play card. So because we would know by kickoff, I do wonder, Dan, as silly as this sounds, if this is a paranoia competitive advantage thing. If this is one of those things where I don't want Mike Zimmer to know that Bill Lazor's calling plays for us until 7:20 on Monday night. That is my best guess. And look, Matt Nagy's not alone in terms of that kind of the way head coaches think around the league, that if he thinks he can gain an advantage from that, he's going to take it. For example, when the Bears have practiced, Dan, and the first 10-15 minutes are open to the media, you're not allowed to report what you see out there until then, and then the injury report comes out. I don't know this for a fact, but I imagine part of that is competitive advantage. It makes other teams wait an extra 2 hours, which is ridiculous to me. But I think it goes to the larger paranoia that is in all NFL facilities. And that is my best guess, that Matt Nagy just does not want Mike Zimmer to know who's calling plays until the last possible second.
I asked Hub Arkish about this yesterday. I'll ask you as well. There was another comment made by the offensive staff, and I think it was regarding Cole Kmet and how little he's been targeted, saying we don't have a lot of him plays, that there are plays where there are patterns of routes and whoever is open should get the ball, that it's democratized that way. And then I start thinking sometimes if you know that Darnell Mooney is doing some of the things that he does, Allen Robinson is Allen Robinson, why don't they have more of what they call him plays? Why can't they go back to a huddle and look at a matchup and say, hey, if we see what we see, you're the guy on this play. This is who we're going to find. Because I get tired. I get tired of thinking that I see other open guys who are missed when I want the most dangerous, most effective players to have the ball in their hands more often.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I'll give you what the Bears might think and then kind of the conventional wisdom on the flip side of that. You know, the Y tight end position is supposed to be kind of your number two tight end. Just he is there, you know, he's blocking, but he's also going out for routes. So I think in an average playbook, the way that Matt Nagy's designed this, and we've seen this in years past, you know, Trey Burton got a lot more looks than Adam Shaheen. He got a lot more looks than Deion Sims. You can kind of go down the line. That U tight end is the one that is designed to be running more routes and getting more targets and be more involved in the playbook. Now, here's the conventional wisdom. When Cole Kmet is doing what he's doing, the times he's been targeted, and when you've used a early second round pick on him, and when you've talked so much about how well he understands the playbook, you should be ramping up your amount of plays that go to the Y tight end. So, and Dan, I'd even go back to April. The second you draft him, you would think they'd be already creating a package of plays for him. So I could understand the idea that, like, hey, this offense is not necessarily built. When there's two tight ends out there, this offense is built for the U, and the Y is secondary. I get that as a baseline, but when you use those kind of resources on Cole Kmet, and when he's shown you what he has shown you,
Then that's not worthy of a second round draft pick. Then, if this is such a complimentary player who's just kind of a guy, you treat it as kind of a guy. You don't use the highest pick you have in a given draft on that position.
No, exactly. I'm with you, and that's why I don't really, you know, because I went back in and looked at the 12 personnel looks that we've seen. So the first 3 weeks in the Mitch era, the Bears were 10th in usage of 12 personnel with two tight ends, which is a lot more than last year. With Nick Foles at quarterback, they've dropped to 20th. And I think some of that's probably they've been playing from behind a little bit more, so you're going to get more 11 personnel in those situations. But my follow-up to that would be, why can't Cole Kmet be out there in 11 personnel? Why can't he be your one tight end? I frankly think that he's probably way better after the catch than Jimmy Graham. At this point, where
both Jimmy Graham can't move.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like Gronk.
He has been the red zone upgrade you wanted. I mean, the fact that he's got 5 touchdown catches, I think that should matter to a point. Between the 20s, he could be a third down guy for you if you want. But at this point, you know, we've run out of time with Cole Kmet and kind of wondering. Now, Matt Nagy demurred a little bit in terms of the idea of, well, you guys wouldn't be asking me about this if we had won these games. But, well, yeah, but you're not winning these games, and Cole Kmet is someone that we think is a pretty good target for you, and he's not getting involved. So, you know, look, I remember a few years ago, Dan, Dow Loggins got a ton of questions about Tariq Cohen. We were all like, why isn't Tariq Cohen getting involved? He's clearly your most electric player, this. And the next game, Tariq Cohen was out there, like, season high in playing time, all this stuff, and I was like, all right. That was good for the team, but luckily for Dow, he's not going to have to deal with us asking about that. I keep thinking week after week, if you're Matt Nagy, at least have Cole Kmet get the ball thrown to him 10 times to avoid having to answer the same question week after week.
Lastly, defensively, how did their performance against Derrick Henry inform or perhaps increase their chances of doing the same against Dalvin Cook?
Well, I think it helps. You know, they've been very open talking to some of the players this week that they are different runners. I mean, they're both kind of bigger guys, tougher to bring down. These are run-first teams. But Dalvin Cook is a little bit more kind of plants his foot, one cut, and go. And Derrick Henry's kind of going to bludgeon you. But I do think that they also can look back to how much success they've had against Dalvin Cook. I mean, that was a backup front seven last year. in that game at Soldier Field. They're missing Akeem Hicks. They're missing Roquan Smith, and they totally shut him down. So I think it's a huge confidence boost for defensive line. You know, I just posted on The Athletic my kind of unit grades, and I already had someone complaining, of course, that I gave the defensive line too good of a grade, but there's probably some recency bias there because I just watched what they did to Derrick Henry. And frankly, Dan, I graded them a bit on a curve because I'm keeping in mind there's no Eddie Goldman. John Jenkins has been hurt. And two of your kind of brightest stars is probably a little heavy of a term, has been Brent Urban and Mario Edwards Jr. in terms of impact plays relative to how many snaps. I think Bilal Nichols has played really well. And Akeem Hicks, you could argue, has been the best player on defense. And I think you put all that together. Daniel McCullers was really impressive for his first performance in that kind of role.
Yeah, he's easy to see, too. That's a big dude, man.
I remember seeing him at the Senior Bowl, Dan, and he went to Tennessee, so he's got that bright orange helmet out there at the Senior Bowl, and you didn't need to go find the orange helmet because you could see him. He's just massive. So I think all of that helps, you know, and then you just got to make sure you defend against the play action because that's where, you know, Kirk Cousins, when he is playing well, it's because of the play action passing game.
And that's why, for me, I'm looking at 59, because at the trajectory Danny Trevathan is improving, it seems to me his suddenness is back. His jump is back. But now when you have the kind of defense or kind of offense that is designed to take advantage of his eyes, this is when it matters. This is when, is he able to recover? If he leans forward first, how quickly is he going to be able to open his hips, to reverse pivot? This is going to be a test of him.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge game for him, and he is coming off his two best games, so I think he gets an extra day rest this week, and I would imagine that he's feeling good, he's feeling confident, and that might matter in that kind of element. And you look at the way that the Minnesota can use the tight end. You know, the Bears' numbers, Dan, against tight ends, it's not like they're getting killed by tight ends in the aggregate, but what's happening is they're giving up very crucial plays to tight end. You think about touchdowns, you think about third down conversions, that's where opposing tight ends are killing them. That's where you need Danny Trevathan to be on his game. You need Tashaun Gibson to be on his game in that realm too. And look, Roquan Smith, I think, has put up a Pro Bowl season. The problem is that he still has those moments where, whether it's someone putting him in the spin cycle, not in pass coverage. I think pass coverage, it's hard to find any mistakes he's made. But in the run defense, there's still been too many missed tackles for somebody. It's like that one thing. If he can just not miss any tackles, which I know you're saying a high bar, but he deserves a high bar. He's your number 8 pick. He's supposed to be the star in the middle of your defense. So I think this is when you think about middle of the defense, Roquan Smith, Danny Trevathan, Tashaun Gibson, Eddie Jackson, Daniel McCullers. That group, you know, that's who you're kind of keying in on Monday night.
Kevin Fishbane, thank you as always, sir.
Thank you.
That is Kevin Fishbane. And when we come back, I wanted you to hear from two football experts, both talking about the same Chicago Bears assistant and the extent to which he's mattered, because I found it really interesting. One's from the morning show, one's from the afternoon show, both experienced NFL voices who had some pretty strong thoughts. That's coming up next on The Score.
Mullion Hall is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mornings 5 to 9.
Good morning, guys. Love your show. Listen to you every morning on the way to work.
Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio at 670 The Score.
This is Damon Amendolara with your Radio.com Sports Minute. I've got a question for Russell Westbrook. Where do you think it's going to be better? Reports surface that Westbrook wants out of Houston, which seems weird because apparently he just signed off on their new head coach, Steven Silas. Last season, before the shutdown, the Rockets were viewed as perhaps the best challenger in the West of the Lakers. Now, I get why Russ wants to be part of a winner. He's 32 years old. But where is he going to have a better chance at a title, I ask? If you need two stars to win, where is there a teammate that's better than perennial MVP candidate James Harden? The beard has certainly come up small in playoff spots, but how many situations are better? Russ isn't a guy that can recruit great players. He's not a pass-first superstar or a guaranteed title, even if a star comes to join him. Careful what you wish for, Russ. This is Damon Amendolara.
With 11-year-old Sheldon, Medford High School's valedictorian. You must be so proud.
We're proud of all of our children.
Tonight.
Once I'm in college, can we push my bedtime to 8:30?
It's a whole new chapter for the Cooper family.
I get it. You're scared that you're going to miss the way that it was. So what do we do?
I guess be scared and do it anyway.
Young Sheldon, new tonight, 8, 7 Central on CBS.
This weekend, visit JCPenney for TGI Black Friday. Get the same Black Friday prices just earlier on thousands of new deals before they're gone. Score the absolute best savings with this week's extra 30% off coupon. Use it to get select men's St. John's Bay sweaters for 60% off. Or shop now to reserve your fine jewelry to get Black Friday prices up to 80% off before the rush. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offers valid 11/13 to 11/15. Conditions and exclusions apply. Pick up, reserve fine jewelry on or after 11/20. See store or jcp.com for details.
All football point spread bettors, please listen to me closely. This is Michael Westwood, owner of GBIWins.com in New York. And guys, I've established tremendous information, not only on tonight's Tennessee-Indianapolis matchup, but also on the over-under. Guys, the point spread right now is 2, and the over-under is 48.5. Do yourself a favor. Today is a gift from me to you. All you have to do is dial 1-800-885-2525. That's 1-800-885-2525. You'll be connected to my free recorded comp line. You'll get the winner not only of tonight's Indy Tennessee battle, but also on the over-under. Guys, information makes people money. I've been in the sports handicapping world for 36 years. Tonight is tremendous. It's free. It's on me, and it's on my free recorded comp line. Call me now, 1-800-885-2525, and be a winner.
So, question, how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have 2 kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need 2?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney?
Life is beautiful.
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalie Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New tonight, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
Have you recently had a woman come in with a skunk?
Are you missing a skunk?
It's not really about the skunk. I'm trying to hunt down the woman.
CBS Tonight.
Not hunt down. Fine.
My friend here met this woman in a cemetery when he was celebrating his wife's birthday.
The unicorn is back.
I mean, she's dead, obviously. I mean, he wouldn't be hitting on women if she were alive.
Horace, go sit by the fish tank.
Yep.
I got your back.
The Unicorn season premiere tonight, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
CBS Monday. It's the season premiere of All Rise. LA's newest Superior Court judge is changing the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
The season premiere of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by the season premiere of Bull. CBS Monday at 9, 8 Central.
CBS Monday. Cedric the Entertainer and Max Greenfield star in The Neighborhood.
Did Malcolm say what he did to get arrested?
It was being black in America.
I'm filing a complaint. Where's the suggestion box?
I'm gonna organize a protest.
You're supposed to use your head, Malcolm.
Come on, man.
You gotta fight smart.
I can feel the...
Where's Malcolm?
I thought he's with you.
I'm going back out there.
I'm going with you.
No, I don't need anybody else I love out there. Come on, Dave.
The Neighborhood. Season premiere. This Monday, 8, 7 Central on CBS.
As a truck driver, what's at the top of your mind right now? Running enough miles? Having more home time? Driving for a company that provides peace of mind? Schneider was founded during the Great Depression, and over 85 years later, we continue to have work, so drivers can count on consistent paychecks to provide for themselves and for their families. Schneider remains loaded and moving, while hiring more drivers and adding new customers each day. Take control of your career and apply today at SchneiderJobs.com.
You're listening to the Dan Bernstein Show. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
At Chewy, we believe special moments with our pets don't have to cost more money. So you can save on your dog's favorite food, tasty treats for your cat, even prescriptions, all delivered right to your door. Save 30% on your first AutoShip order up to $20. Visit Chewy.com today.
Purple Carrot is the plant-based subscription meal kit that makes it easy to cook irresistible meals to fuel your body. Each week, choose from a delicious menu of dinners, lunches, breakfasts, and snacks. Experience something new in every box with recipes and fresh pre-proportioned ingredients to make globally inspired plant-based meals. Visit radio.com/purplecarrot for more about Purple Carrot. Get $30 off your first box by going to purplecarrot.com and entering code VEGGIE30 at checkout today. Purple Carrot, the easiest way to eat more plants.
CBS Monday. It's the season premiere of All Rise. LA's newest Superior Court judge is changing the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
The season premiere of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by the season premiere of Bull. CBS Monday at 9, 8 Central.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
He's out of the shotgun, no timeout.
The false start by Charles Leno.
Yeah, have that. Mm-mm, not on this drive.
Well, you can't because you can hear the cadence coming from the...
Offense, number 72, 5-yard penalty. Illegal use of hands to the face. Offense, number 69, 10-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
Yeah, just to be able to execute and know you're in this league for a reason. You're in the NFL. You're a good football player. We go play football. We run the plays that are called. And so we gotta just go back and see. I don't like the penalties. Drive stallers, killers. Just too many penalties that shouldn't happen that do. You can't have that.
But you do. That's the problem. You heard the back-to-back penalties in the last game, and then he said they were drive killers and members of the killers. Yeah, not good. And the offensive line continues to be a work in progress. We don't know what the pieces are going to be. We just know that it has been at the root of their offensive problems. So one of the Bears' Super Bowl winning offensive lineman, Tom Thayer, who you hear on our sister station, News Radio 780, was on yesterday with Danny Parkins and Mark Grody, and he was asked if he's seeing the impact of assistant coach, offensive line coach, and run game coordinator Juan Castillo when it comes to how he evaluates the line.
No, you know, just because they haven't had the ability to run the ball, that is turns into a major concern for the opposition. There is no real threat of a running game that the opponent has to make sure they stop that first in order to limit the success of the offense. Yeah, there is a lot of injuries, but, you know, there's other mistakes that are outside of fundamentals and techniques. For the last couple weeks, they've had false starts on a third and one and a fourth and one. And so now that's got to be a point that's talked about throughout the course of the week, where you have to have a real real snap count that no one is in jeopardy of going too early or jumping off sides when the defense makes a couple of calls, because that's what defenses do this year. With no crowd noise, they'll have a couple of signals right before the snap of the ball to see if they can get a young lineman to jump, somebody that may be a little bit too aggressive trying to get a good start off the ball. So I think when you look at the play-to-play, day-to-day, week-to-week fundamentals, there just hasn't been that development of a solid bread-and-butter type play that leads to maybe three or four plays during the course of the game. And then when you have so many injuries like last week, it's kind of a crapshoot almost, unless you simplify the game plan so much that every single time you break the huddle, every single guy knows their assignment no matter what defense you're facing. So, yeah, I haven't seen the improvement. But, you know, again, was a fourth and one play last week when you got to be fundamentally sound and Jermaine Ifedi comes off the ball and he's got his head down, and then that leads to a tackle for loss and the Bears are off the field. So, you know, there's improvement that needs to be made during the course of the week for sure, but that's the ever evolution of an offensive line, is they never play a perfect game and there's always a chance to get better going into the next week.
Well, asked and answered. Are you seeing the effect of Juan Castillo? No, was the very first word out of his mouth. That's Tom Thayer. Then there's Radio.com Sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi, and he was on with Mully and Haw yesterday, as he is each Wednesday, and he was asked overall about the way Ryan Pace has constructed the offensive line and the overall lack of depth.
Well, you know, when you're the GM of a team, the two most important positions besides the head coach for you are the O-line and D-line coach, because they coach a lot of guys, and those positions need requirement. Now, you know, Juan Castillo was in Baltimore. He got fired by John Harbaugh. You know, John Harbaugh and Juan go back a long ways. Then he went to Buffalo with Sean McDermott. He got fired by Sean McDermott. They were on the Philadelphia staff. And then Matt Nagy brought him in because of the association with Andy Reid and all that. But Juan hasn't been good in the last two stops. And I like Juan as a person. He's a wonderful man. But Juan gets caught up on these player development areas where he thinks this is going to happen, and it becomes a little bit problematic, and it's hard, and you don't develop talent. You know, it's really about when I was in Cleveland in the early 90s, we had one of the worst offensive lines, and I felt like I couldn't pick an offensive lineman to save my life, and it was really hard. And then we hired Kirk Ferentz. And the same guys that were horrible, we ended up with a bunch of all pros in the offensive line because of Ferentz's ability to develop and see the talent. That's what a general manager needs from the line coach. So when they hired Juan this year, it spelled to me that they didn't really truly understand their problems. That Matt was hiring his friends. He was listening to his agent, Bob Lamont. He was hiring people that he knew instead of people that could make his team better. And I think there lies your issue. And Pace allowed this to happen. And Pace has been allowing it to happen because Ryan lives in a world where he doesn't want anybody to tell him that he's wrong. He wants to hear that he's always right. And this is what he ends up with.
We see the struggles of the offense unable to block so much of what they want to do. And we see these ongoing problems in the third quarter where they come out of the locker room, consecutive games now, where they've had inexcusable sequences right out of the locker room, right out of the field. And Lombardi discussed these third quarter issues and what that says about the larger picture of Matt Nagy's play calling.
He doesn't understand complementary football, because if you have the Bears defense, and you have a team that can really rush the passer. The goal of the West Coast offense, the principal component of the West Coast offense, is to score quickly, is to get the lead and rush the passer in the second half to add to the lead. That's the West Coast offense. That's the philosophy. It isn't 20 bingo cross. It isn't Y stick. It isn't H2 flat. It's none of that. It's about a philosophy. And so if you're Matt Nagy, and you have this really good defense that can rush the passer, your number one objective is to get the lead. Your number one objective is to play from in front. It's not to establish the run. It's not to establish anything but the lead. And he's failed to do that. And he's not been able to go into a game plan of being able to see. Most teams can get the first drive and be successful. And then when the adjustments start to happen, they fall apart. The Bears never quite get to that. They don't even attack it perfectly. So there's a design problem within the building, and it doesn't complement what they do on defense. And then in the third quarter, when they come back at halftime, whatever they've talked about as a staff, it obviously offensively, it's not what they need to do, because they're not solving the problems from the first half. When you score 7 points, and that's all they've scored in the third quarter, you've got an adjustment problem within your offensive philosophy, within your teachings.
He talked about complementary football. He talked about what that means. And that was interesting about the West Coast offense and about the idea being to give your defense some different opportunities and change the risk calculus of what you can do defensively. And that just brings up the sad state of affairs that the Bears' defense, as currently constructed, is being wasted by what this offense can't do.
The symmetry within the team is broken. And philosophically, it starts with the philosophy, right? You know, I want to have as many pass rushers as I can on the team, but they don't do me any good if I'm always playing from behind. Actually, they actually hurt me because people run the ball. And then you could see in that Tennessee game how the defense just got so frustrated. You could, and this has been going on now for two, three years now. It's what happened when MVP Mitch was in the game. It's been going on. And I think it's just really, it shows that philosophically they don't understand how to score points. I mean, the Patriots on Monday night scored, now I know they played the Jets, but they understood that in the second half, the announcers are screaming for the Patriots to throw the ball on the outside because Greasy and Riddick see that they're in man coverage on the outside and it's vulnerable, which is probably true. However, why they didn't throw the ball on the outside is because they knew they needed to control the ball. They needed to complement their defense, which was horrible. So they had the defense in the second half. The Jets only had 12 plays the whole second half. They ran the offense that complemented the defense. And unfortunately, in Chicago, they don't have that. And they've got a defense that could be unbelievable with their ability to rush, and yet it doesn't show up.
Ouch. That is from a guy never afraid to give a strong opinion, Mike Lombardi, who is on weekly on Wednesdays with Mully and Haw on Sports Radio 670. We have the Midday Midway coming up. Remember that planet I told you about, that rogue planet where it rained liquid iron? I think I found a planet that's worse. I didn't find it myself, my personal telescope. I found a story about a planet where I think it may actually be worse. Also, two cases of life imitating art, one being the Jetsons becoming real, the other, Alien. That's next, the Midday Midway on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
Hall and Crouch joining us. The offensive line wasn't great to begin with.
Right now, when I look at this offense, the receivers are the strength of their team. How can we get points out of these guys, this group of guys? What is moving the ball? What isn't moving the ball? And of course, we have to stop making these mistakes.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Bottom of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer, beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com.
And the previous segment was brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
Here we go. It's so cheap.
State Farm is there.
I love Cameron Hughes wine and have for years. And if you haven't gotten on this deal, you're really missing out on, especially if you really enjoy good wine, because Cameron Hughes brings you great wine at a fraction of what you would usually pay for it. That's how the business works. Cameron gets wines from elite wineries that overproduce to keep their official quantities low so they don't bottle all of the juice that they have. And they call him, and he buys it, and then he puts it in a bottle with a number on it and his name on it, and you're drinking the same wine, literally the exact same wine that's coming from an elite winery at a fraction of the price. And he can't tell you exactly where it came from, but he can drop some hints for you. And right now, this deal is not going to get much better than this. 20% off and free shipping on three or more bottles at chwine.com when you use the code SCORE at checkout. And everybody gets on me for always talking about red wines. Well, I'm going to give you a low stock alert. The Lot 689 2017 Sonoma Valley Chardonnay is in low stock. So you got to get this while you can. 91 points, gold medal at the 2019 Sommelier Challenge, gold medal at the 2019 Denver International Wine Competition. This is a Rockstar Estate Reserve Chardonnay. And you're talking about these layers of creamy vanilla soda and apples and salted butter and toasty oak. And it's the citrus blossoms around that. And as you drink it, you get apple and pear and lemon curd. The acidity is bright, a dry finish that finishes with toasted almond cream and lingering spice. This is a special Chardonnay in low stock, and it is $15 a bottle. So go grab it. Grab yourself a case. It will ship for free. Three or more bottles ship for free, and you get 20% off. The code is SCORE. Go to chwine.com now.
This weekend, visit JCPenney for TGI Black Friday. Get the same Black Friday prices just earlier on thousands of new deals before they're gone. Score the absolute best savings with this week's extra 30% off coupon. Use it to get select men's St. John's Bay sweaters for 60% off. Or shop now to reserve your fine jewelry to get Black Friday prices up to 80% off before the rush. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offers valid 11/13 to 11/15. Conditions and exclusions apply. Pick up reserve fine jewelry on or after 11/20. See store or jcp.com for details.
All football point spread bettors, please listen to me closely. This is Michael Westwood, owner of GBIWins.com in New York. And guys, I've established tremendous information, not only on tonight's Tennessee-Indianapolis matchup, but also on the over-under. Guys, the point spread right now is 2, and the over-under is 48.5. Do yourself a favor. Today is a gift from me to you. All you have to do is dial 1-800-885-2525. That's 1-800-885-2525. You'll be connected to my free recorded comp line. You'll get the winner not only of tonight's Indy Tennessee battle, but also on the over-under. Guys, information makes people money. I've been in the sports handicapping world for 36 years. Tonight is tremendous. It's free. It's on me, and it's on my free recorded comp line. Call me now, 1-800-885-2525, and be a winner.
So, question, How far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have two kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need two?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney?
Life is beautiful.
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalee Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New tonight, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
Have you recently had a woman come in with a skunk?
Are you missing a skunk?
It's not really about the skunk. I'm trying to hunt down the woman.
CBS Tonight.
Not hunt down. Fine.
My friend here met this woman in a cemetery when he was celebrating his wife's birthday.
The unicorn is back.
I mean, she's dead, obviously. I mean, he wouldn't be hitting on women if she were alive.
Horace, go sit by the fish tank.
Yep.
The Unicorn season premiere tonight, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
CBS Monday. It's the season premiere of All Rise. LA's newest Superior Court judge is changing the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
The season premiere of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by the season premiere of Bull. CBS Monday at 9, 8 Central.
CBS Monday. Cedric the Entertainer and Max Greenfield star in The Neighborhood.
Did Malcolm say what he did to get arrested?
It was being black in America.
I'm filing a complaint. Where's the suggestion box?
I'm gonna organize a protest.
You're supposed to use your head, Malcolm.
Come on, man.
You gotta fight smart.
I can feel the world.
Where's Malcolm?
I thought he's with you.
I'm going back out there.
I'm going with you.
No, I don't need anybody else I love out there. Come on, Dave.
The Neighborhood, season premiere, this Monday, 8, 7 Central on CBS.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel
the Midday Midway with Dan Bernstein on The Score.
At the Midday Midway, we tell you what we've been talking about to start the show, and we began by giving you the latest issues with the whole Tony La Russa deal. The White Sox now come out with a milquetoast statement. They immediately quote Tony La Russa's attorney and talk about the fact that he is entitled to have this adjudicated, and they're not going to say anything until after the fact, and they say that they take these allegations seriously. They don't act like they do, but they say that they do. Nothing in their actions suggests that there's anything remotely taken seriously about any of this, and that they're all just trying to run out the clock and then just roll him out as the manager. I don't know what you tell a free agent and say, well, I don't know. Wait till we find out what's going on with this court case, and that's when you can figure out who's going to be your manager or not, or what the team is doing. It's all a mess. Ian Happ was great, as always, talking baseball, talking about the offseason and potential rules changes, and his take on the Masters as well. Kevin Fishbane talked Bears, and then we went in depth with some analysts on these airwaves, Tom Thayer and Michael Lombardi, talking about the offense, talking about complimentary football, offensive philosophy, and what's going on with the offensive line. You don't come away from any of it thinking things are really good. This from CBS. You thought living on Earth in 2020 was comparable to hell? planet K2-14-1b is here to prove you wrong. This is a different planet from the one we discussed last week, the rogue exoplanet. On the scorching hot planet, hundreds of light years away, oceans are made of molten lava. Interesting fishing. Winds reach supersonic speeds, and rain is made of rocks. Ow. Scientists have referred to the bizarre, hellish exoplanet as one of the most extreme ever discovered. Extreme planet. According to a new study published in Monthly Notices of the Royal Astronomical Society, we should see the centerfold for that, scientists from McGill University, York University, and the Indian Institute of Science Education have uncovered details of one of the newest lava planets. It so closely orbits its host star that much of it is composed of flowing lava oceans. The atmosphere and weather cycle is particularly bizarre. The Earth-sized planet has a surface, ocean, and atmosphere all made of the same ingredients, rocks. Yup. They said two-thirds of the planet is in perpetual daylight, and its close proximity to its star gravitationally locks it in place. The same side always faces the star. The hot part of the planet reaches temperatures of over 5,400 degrees Fahrenheit, so it melts rocks and vaporizes them, creating a thin, inhospitable atmosphere of vaporized rocks. The rest of the planet is cloaked in never-ending darkness, reaching frigid temperatures of negative 328 degrees Fahrenheit. In Earth's water cycle, water evaporates, rises into the atmosphere, condenses, and returns to the surface as rain. Now imagine that process, but instead of water, it's rocks. The sodium, silicon monoxide, and silicon dioxide evaporate into mineral vapor that's carried to the dark side of the planet by supersonic winds at over 3,100 miles per hour, and then the rocks rain back down into the 60-mile-deep magma ocean. Yeah, no thanks. The real estate prices, the real estate market there, probably not great. The nation's first regional hub for flying cars is being built in Central Florida. And once... There it is. That's the sound. That, and I don't care what you do, you've got to have that sound, because that's the whole point of our Jetsons cars. Once completed... In 5 years, the vehicles will be able to take passengers from Orlando to Tampa in a half an hour. The Tavistock Development Corp. said it was constructing a Jetsons-like aviation facility in Orlando's Lake Nona area, a mixed-use planned community. It's already home to several medical and research facilities. The aircraft will be supplied by Lilium, a Germany-based aviation company that manufactures the industry's only five-passenger electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. Lilium jets can travel up to 185 miles on a one-hour charge. And passengers wanting a ride will be able to book reservations via their phones in a way similar to rideshare companies Uber and Lyft. They'll fly and land out of the Lake Nona Vertiport, accommodating four passengers and a pilot. Cost is similar to a first-class fare, though the price will likely go down as the service becomes more popular. This is quick, point-to-point personal travel that could do away with the hassle of airports and traffic jams. And see, that's what's key to me. Even if they don't naturally make that noise, I want them to artificially make that noise. My flying car is not a flying car unless it makes that noise. And that's it. It's got to sound like that. My rule. I mentioned that real life alien. Well, wow. A snake eel fighting for its life pulled an alien move by bursting out of the stomach of a heron that had just swallowed it whole. According to photos snapped by an amateur photographer in Delaware, the photos show the snake eel, its head dangling in midair as the heron, looking surprisingly unbothered, flies onward. Yeah, John Hurt, an alien, not unbothered. Very much bothered. That was bad breakfast. The unusual event attracted a lot of attention among the local predators, said Sam Davis, an engineer from Maryland who took the photos on the Delaware shore. Several juvenile eagles and a fox were following the heron, possibly hoping to scavenge a meal in case the heron or the snake eel didn't make it. When he first spotted the bizarre flight, he thought that a snake or an eel had bitten the heron's neck. but he had a telephoto lens for long-range photography, and he shot photos as he watched the heron fly and then land in the water with the eel still attached to it. So the heron didn't seem to act much differently. It was in the water and flying around. Oh, Marger, flying around. The eel was arching its body, so he said, I guess it was still alive at some point. It wasn't until Davis returned home and edited the photos that he realized the snake eel wasn't biting the heron. After enlarging the photos, he said, I could see the eel, you could see its eyes. It was actually coming out head first, showing a pretty amazing sight. Apparently, snake eels have been known to burrow out of the guts of fish that prey on them, but apparently they usually don't get very far. Once swallowed, they use their hard heads or tails to bust out of the digestive tract, but they usually end up in the predator's body cavity, muscle tissues, or swim bladder. Snake eels often become mummified or encysted and die rather than escape. There was a paper written where the co-author discovered a live snake eel inside a fish he caught when he cleaned the fish to eat it. They didn't know what happened, but they do think the heron may have survived. Said it didn't look inconvenient. It would depend how well the wound healed and if it was able to avoid an infection. Said the snake eel would only have survived if it was dropped over or very close to water with a salinity it could normally tolerate. But these pictures are a thing. That is, given a choice to eat that live or eat something else, eat something else. And that is the Midday Midway, which we do several days a week around this time. College football is an absolute unmitigated mess right now. Thankfully, so is Pete Futek. And that's why he's going to join us next to talk about the sport that he covers on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
Great like that. Just gripping 10 and 2, riding down the block. Drive safe and save, my discount is locked, but my rates like that. They're great like that, drive safe like that. I save like that, my claims like that. Got Jake like that, straight up facts, great race. Straight up facts, great race.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Come.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. It's time for you to add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting all the action on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook this football season. There's a reason why FanDuel Paradise is America's number one sports book. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays, and exclusive always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And if you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook will refund you up to $1,000 back if you don't win your first bet. There's no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you don't win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Tonight's Thursday night game is a one-point spread, so it's basically a pick 'em. If you got a strong feeling on the Colts or the Titans, bet them. If you don't win, you get $1,000 back, up to $1,000 back in site credit. And if you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? The mobile sports betting registration period is still here. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code J, that's J-A-Y, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, promo code J. Must be 21 plus and present in Illinois or Indiana. First online real money wager only. Site credit is now withdrawable and expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
All football point spread bettors, please listen to me closely. This is Michael Westwood, owner of GBIWins.com in New York. And guys, I've established tremendous information, not only on tonight's Tennessee-Indianapolis matchup, but also on the over-under. Guys, the point spread right now is 2, and the over-under is 48.5. Do yourself a favor. Today is a gift from me to you. All you have to do is dial 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-885-2525. That's 1-800-885-2525. You'll be connected to my free recorded comp line. You'll get the winner not only of tonight's Indy Tennessee battle, but also on the over-under. Guys, information makes people money. I've been in the sports handicapping world for 36 years. Tonight is tremendous. It's free. It's on me, and it's on my free recorded comp line. Call me now, 1-800-885-2525, and be a winner.
This weekend, visit JCPenney for TGI Black Friday. Get the same Black Friday prices just earlier on thousands of new deals before they're gone. Score the absolute best savings with this week's extra 30% off coupon. Use it to get select men's St. John's Bay sweaters for 60% off. Or shop now to reserve your fine jewelry to get Black Friday prices up to 80% off before the rush. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offers valid 11/13 to 11/15. Conditions and exclusions apply. Pick up reserve fine jewelry on or after 11/20. See store or jcp.com for details.
Have you recently had a woman come in with a skunk?
Are you missing a skunk?
It's not really about the skunk. I'm trying to hunt down the woman.
CBS Tonight.
Not hunt down. Fine.
My friend here met